Hey, the title of this podcast is When You're Emotionally Messed Up and You Don't Know What to Do. If you find that you're emotionally, you know, your life is an emotional wreck because of things that have happened to you, then what you need to do is, number one, you have to face the pain that you've had in some way. It may not be physical, but you may want to journal, or you may want to go talk to someone, or you may just want to sort through all of the bad things that have happened to you and kind of get rid of those things. Don't even focus on those things. Focus on something more positive. Focus on something that brings you joy. And begin to move in a different direction. Whether that means moving physically, or whether that means you changing some things in your life so that you can be emotionally stable. That it does require change. You can't stay in the same environment. You got to get out and you got to do something else. And you also need to take time and talk to God about how you feel. You know, ask God all the questions you want. If you need a time where you just release, go in a room somewhere and just, you know, let everything out. Whatever way you need to. Just make sure that you don't, you know, hurt yourself or hurt anybody else. But when I say let it out, I mean, I'm really talking about, you know, if you need to yell, if you need to scream, if you need to, you know, throw a pillow, cry, if you need to do that, then do it. And then once you feel the release, you know, ask God to heal you. Healing is possible. It's possible for you not to stay bottled up inside and angry and, you know, all feeling like you're discombobulated or you're disconnected from life because of what has gone on with you. Whether it be your thought process, your emotions, or your will, you know. And so, as I was saying, sometimes it has to be a change of environment. Sometimes you need to move to a different place. And when you move to that different place, then you're able to function. Sometimes it takes removing some environments out of your life. Some people, when I say environments, I mean, sometimes, there may be certain places you go that you might want to stop going because it provokes an emotional reaction for you. Or there might be some people that you hang with that are bad influences on you, bad influences for your emotional state, and you may just need to cut them people off and find you some new people, find some, you know, positive, productive people to be around. So you can become positive and productive. So your emotions are not heavy. They're not focused on all negative things. They're not clouded. They're not darkened. Okay? So, you want to make steps to move forward. Okay? Whatever that might be. As far as you being productive. You know, in society, a lot of times, emotions can mess you up. But you have to rise above the emotion, and you can't do it. And decide, make a decision. Am I going to stay in emotional wreck, or am I going to become the beautiful flower that you are? Are you going to bloom? Because staying in emotional wreck can cause you to die. But God has given you life. He's given you life for a purpose and a reason. So you might as well just bloom. Move away from those situations that cause you to be emotionally emotionally just all over the place. And you ask God to give you a stability and a soundness so that you can function. Thank you for listening, you guys. I hope this has been a blessing. And I pray that those things in Jesus' name, that you become emotionally stable and rooted and grounded in who you are, so that you can fulfill all that God has, you can receive and fulfill all that God has for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.